You're laughing and learning with the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Inside Guy Chuck Bridenstine and the Outside Guy, Ken Calverley.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here at AM 760 WJR for the next 2 hours. You got housing information you can trust. We're here for you, right, Chuck?
You had to pause, didn't you?
I did.
You couldn't remember if it was two or three.
We've had
so many opportunities to do 3 hours on Saturdays and Sundays. Your brain just misfired for a split second there, like a bad spark plug in a V8.
Oh, I needed a spark plug change years ago, buddy. That's a good analogy.
We both do.
I've said it many times. My long-term memory... great. My short-term memory, not so much.
What?
I forgot. What'd you say?
Yeah. What's going on? We got a good show.
We do. We have a good show, along with taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS. We are going to talk to Joe Nichols, who's the Vice President of Business Development for Barrier Free Plus right here in Southeast Michigan. They're located in Macomb County. And Barrier Free Plus' mission is to help variously disabled people stay in their homes, be more comfortable in their homes. And they are absolute experts at this. And we are going to talk to Joe Nichols at the bottom of the hour, right, Chuck?
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do this every year this time, and I want everyone to listen up because it's really important. I want to know. Did you do it yet, Chuck? Did you flip the switch?
When you first said, did you do it yet, I'm going, And then you said, flip the switch. So I think I know where you're going with this. We celebrated the autumnal equinox earlier this week.
Yep.
So you're wondering if I've turned the heat on.
Did you turn the furnace on yet?
And the answer is, hell no. No, I did not.
You're kidding me.
You know what's funny?
Your poor bride.
No.
No, come on. Your
true
poor
story.
Bride. She, put more covers on, you tell her.
I would turn it on before she would.
Okay.
She's funny.
She's the one, eh?
She is. She truly is. She's a hoot in that regard. I mean, there'll certainly come a point where it'll be moot because it'll be on whether I want it on or not.
Right. We've lived in Michigan for years. And we're all used to this, but I can't remember the last time I heard the analogy. Our weather went from 85 to 55 like I saw a state trooper. It slowed
down. That's
good. It slowed down that fast.
It's like it hit the brakes.
Yes. And we were 85 on Monday, Tuesday, I believe, and overnight we dropped 30 degrees. And we're used to this, right? But I'll tell you right now, all my wife has to do is look at me with those eyes. And say, I'm cold.
These eyes.
And yeah, it's a great song. And nowadays, we did it. We turned the furnace on. I know a lot of people are resisting
it. So you're blaming your bride?
No, I'll take the look, I'm the outside guy. But the outside guy is getting wimpier as he gets older. I don't like the heat like I used to, and I can't handle the cold like I used to be able to. So we flipped.
Yeah, I wonder if I'm having a negative influence on you.
Probably.
If my aging in place here.
Probably. Peer pressure. All the kids are doing it.
yeah.
So, we flipped it on. I flipped it on for maybe an hour, got it up to where it needed to be, and turned it down. And it stayed warm for the rest of the day. This is the time of year you can do that. It really is.
Yeah, that's true. I don't disagree with you. Actually, if the sun would heat your house in an appropriate time frame, because the sun's been out.
Yep.
It's been pretty.
Except for this morning.
But, yeah, it just hasn't heated the house. We haven't had that thermal drive like you said, we had even on Monday and Tuesday.
Right. I agree.
Good point.
But we're going into the heating season slowly but surely. The first day of summer was, excuse me, first day of fall was Thursday, I believe, like 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. it turned into fall. And we're already seeing a lot of signs of fall, are we not?
Yeah. Are you intentionally dwelling on the negative?
No, I love fall. Fall's my favorite time of year. I absolutely love fall.
I do too.
I always tell people, if you want to find me in fall, just go out in the woods and look up at a tree. That's where you usually find me.
You actually inspired my middle child to look for mushrooms growing in an urban setting.
Did she find any?
She did. She sent me a picture. I'll have to show you, and I sent her to MichiganEdibles.com.
So there are.
The right website?
No, it's a Facebook page. Wild Edibles, Michigan Wild Edibles.
Whoops.
But I'll send you an article from a show called Meat Eaters. It's a guy out of Michigan, and there's an article about all the good Midwestern mushrooms you can find, and all ones that are edible. So I went to that article when I was down in Ohio last time looking for a lot of these mushrooms. And I found, if there were 10 mushrooms in that article, I found 6 of them and ate them. Now, here's the key to mushroom hunting. I don't go to Facebook page and go, hey, is this edible? And someone goes, yup, and I eat it. I'm not taking their word for it, okay?
I respect that a bunch.
I will research them. And if anyone decides to get into mushroom hunting and you find a mushroom, heck, you could find mushrooms. I remember years ago, Chuck, I found mushrooms in Plymouth. A guy's downspout had 5 morel mushrooms growing out of it. And I explained to him what they were. He took them and he ate them. But here's the key. Whenever you eat a wild mushroom, if you find multiple species, you only eat one at a time. You don't throw multiple in there, because if you have a bad reaction to the fungus, you want to know which fungus it is. So there are so many great edible. It's a great thing to do with your kids, to go out and try to look for these mushrooms out in the woods.
I mean, I'll have to show them to you.
Oh, yeah, those are.
That's growing off the side of a big old tree in her backyard.
Oh, yeah, I believe those are chaka. They're nasty. They're edible, but they do not taste good. I have picked oysters from a tree in Troy next to my office years ago, took them home and ate them right away with a steak dinner. I'll send you that article, and you forward it to her,
okay,
and she'll know what to look at. Now, there's one mushroom out there that people who have never tried it need to try it. It's grown in hardwood trees high up, and it's called Lion's Mane, L-I-O-N-S, Mane. And it's a white mushroom. Looks nothing like a mushroom. It kind of just looks like hair growing up. It tastes like lobster. And I'm not kidding. Texture, taste. Just
but
like
you need a ladder,
lobster.
Like cleaning your gutters.
But you need a ladder, yeah. Hey, we get back from break. We're going to talk to Richard from Perrysburg, Ohio. We're also going to talk about a great, timely article the guys put out in Detroit News Homestyle section. We get back from break. Also taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS.
Speaking of that article, it's time. The same motor that was pushing cold air through your ducts this summer is now trying to push hot air through your ducts this winter. And it's probably worn out and tired, and it's smart to get it checked by professionals.
Get it clean and check in September, for you don't need one in January, by Sharon's Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Ken and Chuck and you, the listener, 888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you. You know, you and I are going to give something away later on.
We are.
Twice.
Today.
Twice later on today.
Twice today and twice tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that'd be 2 times 2, carry the one. That'd be 4 times this weekend.
Not. Hey, let's go to the phones, 888-654-4897, and talk to Richard in Perrysburg, Ohio. Good morning, Richard. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I have a question for you about my bathroom exhaust fan. It's currently vented up in the attic, and I don't know whether I should vent it through the roof or out on the soffit. I have a ranch home, and the soffits are real wide on the home, so it'd be easier to do it that way, but I don't want to do it if that's not the best way.
Mine's vented out of the soffit. How far is the run going to be? How far from the fan to
10 feet at most. Probably.
I'm a huge believer in, yeah, taking them to the soffit for a lot of reasons. As soon as they come up into the attic space, we like to turn them down, if you will, turn the exhaust pipe such that it runs from wherever it comes through the ceiling directly to an overhang. That allows you to install solid metal pipe or plastic pipe and to have a continuous fall. The air is going to be the warmest coming right out of the room you're exhausting, laundry, bathroom, whatever it is. So if you turn it right away, You have very little chance of condensation falling back down into that room. And the room and the temperature being warm enough in the air for the moisture to stay in it. But two things. If you run it across the top of the joists or in between joists, you can surround that pipe with insulation so you keep the moisture in the air suspended. And you run that pipe at a slight downward angle all the way to the overhang such that if there is condensation in the pipe, the condensation will simply run out and drip out of the vent on the outside. So it's just, to me, it's the only way to do it.
I agree. My last thing I'm going to add is this, okay. Is this one you're installing, Richard? Are you installing the fan yourself?
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm just replacing the fan. Go ahead.
Our suggestion is whenever someone replaces a bathroom fan, those are usually a 50 CFM fan. You want 150, 200 CFM to get that stuff out of there right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, the other question I wondered about, I had bought insulated ductwork to try and minimize the chance of the condensation and getting any mold in there, but the steel pipe and just put the insulation from the attic around it will keep it warm enough and then tilt it so the water goes out, I should be fine.
Smart guy. If you look at those higher velocity fans, Panasonic delivers a great value in very quiet, what they call, it'll have a low SONE, S-O-N-E rating on it.
Yep. Yeah, I've already looked into that and made sure that the one I have is very quiet. So, yeah. Question, I've got fiberglass insulation in the attic. If you were going to add more insulation, would you blow in fiberglass or cellulose, or are they just one as good as the other?
I'd put cellulose.
Chuck likes cellulose. I'd probably go fiberglass on top of fiberglass. But even your pipe that you're doing, you could just lay some bat insulation over top of it and around it, and that would help it, the pipe, the actual pipe.
Right.
The thing I like about cellulose.
And I wanted to add some more insulation.
Absolutely.
That cellulose will slowly compact upon itself such that it'll let less air move through it. And my only negative for fiberglass is that it does let air go through it, which we don't like to have happen.
Sure. Yeah, I put in cellulose in before, and I've never had any issues. So thank you for the advice.
Thanks for the call.
You're very welcome, sir. Let's stick to the phones and talk to Scott in Battle Creek. Good morning, Scott. You're on with the guys.
Morning. Hi. First off, let me correct myself. I said to your call screener I had a question about the fire alarm going off. It's actually a smoke detector. So I've got six smoke detectors in my house all wired to the same AC circuit, and they all went off simultaneously the other night in the middle of the night. Of course, got up, checked the house, made sure there was no fire, and then just they wouldn't shut off, so I went around and disconnected the electrical connector and took the battery out of each one by one. I guess my question is, when I got to the last one, it was still going off. Does that mean that smoke detector is faulty because all the other ones were disconnected from the AC and the batteries were removed?
Not necessarily. How old are they?
No way of telling, really. I've been in the house since 2014. I've replaced four out of six of them so far.
So four of them are new.
Two of them, I don't know how old they are, but four of them are within the last 3 years.
They could be tripped because of the AC supply. They could be tripped because of a power shortage in one of them, because they're in series, as you said, you know,
right.
One's connected to two's, connected to three, connected to four, et cetera. I'd probably get an electrician in and have them take a look at it for continuity in the circuit.
Okay.
That's got to be a bugger to go through what you did.
I found it strange that the last one kept going, even though all the other ones were disconnected, but you're saying that's not necessarily an indication that one's bad?
No, I mean, we probably all had that happen where we take one down, disconnect it from the electrical circuit, and there's still a little bit of juice in the battery, and it's beeping.
Yep.
It's in your hand, and it's beeping. It's like, what?
Right.
What is going on here? Yeah. So, no, not necessarily. Nope.
Okay. So you think maybe having the electrical circuit looked at then, huh?
It's all that stuff becomes a process of elimination. And if I can have a trusted electrician do a continuity test, voltage test at each of those, because those are a dedicated circuit. There should be nothing else on that circuit but those smoke detectors. Then you can either eliminate or determine that that's the issue, one or the other.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, appreciate the help.
Thanks,
Scott. Appreciate your call. Hey, we get back, we're going to speak to Joel Nichols, Vice President of Business Opportunity Operations for Barrier Free Plus. Then we'll get your phone calls after that. Stick around. We got a great show ahead of it.
Absolutely. And, of course, it's the time of year when we might start getting some rain. We want you to look at your foundation system, crawl or basement, and know that we've got trusted people like Foundation Solutions 360 that can solve any issue you have.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. At the top of the hour, today and tomorrow, we're going to be giving away pairs of tickets, or sets of tickets, right?
Yes, sir.
To the Novi Home Show coming up October 7th through the 9th at Suburban Collection Showplace. So you'll want to stay tuned at the top of the hour. Well, heck, just stay tuned the whole show. Then you won't have to worry about it, right?
Agree, 100%. Yeah, and you all see the guys there at the Contractors Pavilion. You'll see a lot of our team partners there. And if you ever go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, you will see a list, 50, 60 strong, of some of Southeast Michigan's biggest and best housing professionals.
And they all have best first.
Best and biggest.
Even if they're not biggest, they're
best. And they all have their own little niche. You know, we have masons, we have siders, we have roofers, we have heating and cooling people. But we have one specific team partner that surrounds their business or set their business up to take care of variously disabled people. And what that entails is coming into a house when someone has gotten to an accident or someone's aging and finding the best way to help them, to help them stay in their house longer and better.
Yeah, and it makes sense. Ken and I were talking about this 15 years ago when we went on the air, and we were ahead of our time.
Right,
talking about aging in place.
Is the right word variously abled? Is that the political?
Variously abled.
Abled people.
Because every human being is variously abled.
There you go.
There are a lot of things you can do that I can't.
A lot.
I hate to
a lot
that,
of things.
But
yeah,
there's
a lot of things.
Lot of
So I'm sure you've heard this company before. Right now on the line with us, we have Joel Nichols, who is the Vice President of Business Opportunities for Barrier Free Plus. And once again, their mission is to help variously abled people live safer and easier lives in their homes. Joe Nichols, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We are blessed, as we know you probably would say as well. So what's going on with you guys?
You know, the summer building season's winding down, and fall is in on us, as we see. Beautiful time of year. And what we find in the fall and uptick in calls is that the children, the caregivers, the neighbors, they're checking on the seniors, they're checking on mom and dad, they're checking on their older neighbors. And what they're finding is that they do have needs for things. And this is the time of year that we're getting calls to come in and take a look at evaluating houses for retrofits, for walk-in showers, for barrier-free bathrooms. And first floor laundries, quite honestly, because with the more frequent visits, you're able to more easily identify some of the challenges that, you know, our parents, our grandparents, just our seniors in general face. And we want to help keep them at home. If COVID taught us one thing, it taught us that the safest place for us to be is home.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, and it's not a one-size-all-fits solution. People don't understand that in a residential application, you guys can do whatever works for the client. You don't have to worry about some federal law for compliance because it's a detached single-family residence. So talk to that, how you tailor-make solutions for people during those evaluations.
Well, when myself, Dave, or Blair, when we go out to evaluate a client, the most important item, and it's ironic that we're on the show and I'm talking about it, but the most important item of that evaluation is watching them and listening to them, not talking to them so much as listening to them, and letting them tell you the hurdles that they have each day at home. And then, of course, the footprint of the room or the home fits fits the application as well, because we can tailor make it. A lot of people think right away that if you are doing something to help someone be barrier free, that it's going to be institutionalized or it's going to look like a doctor's office or a hospital. That's absolutely untrue. We can build you the most functional bathroom that is phenomenally beautiful. I mean, there are clients that we have that we do this for, and everything in it is custom, from the grab bars to the commodes or bidets, right on down to the tile, whether it be marble or travertine. And then there are the folks that they just need something that is functional, that is safe, that, you know, that looks pleasing to them. I always like to say our clients, no matter what bracket they are as far as income, they all have the same three things in common. They have wants, they have needs, and they have budgets. We have to work with all of those. And some's wants outweigh, you know, some's budgets. Others, you know what, they hit a home run on all three. So if we listen to them or their children or whoever else is maybe providing that information, we're going to absolutely every time get them exactly what they need designed and built. And if you go to our website, you will see we have, again, a basic functional safe bathroom. And then we have some very, very beautiful high-end bathrooms.
You know, it's very important to my partner that we use the right phrasing, variously abled. And that really does cover a lot.
Every human being.
It covers every human being in
there. No two people have the exact same talents or abilities.
Chuck, I know you've noticed this. I know you've noticed this because you're older than I am. You know, it's just things like, you know, lifting your foot up high enough as you get older, or going to grab something and it's not there.
People still lift their feet up?
Well, that's one of the big issues. I know Joe's aware of that, that seniors, as they age, have the hardest time doing is just lifting their foot up to a certain height. And the zero entrance showers, I don't want to call those a new invention, but boy, they have made those. They have made them fit into a house like they've been there since day one. They look phenomenal. Can you speak on that for a minute, Joe, please?
Absolutely, and you're correct. They've been, the idea, the concept's been around for a number of years. However, the demographic and need for it hasn't been as large as it is now. If you look at the demographic of people that are turning 65 versus the demographic of people turning 18, there's a far larger number of people turning 65 every day than 18. So the need is greater than it's ever been. And you're right, dragging the feet is something that, you know, as you get older, sometimes you do it without noticing it. Other times, just medically, you're not able to move like you, and stretch, and things don't work like they once did. So with putting in a zero threshold, a walk-in shower, if you would, what you've done is you've eliminated the need for the individual to step over a bathtub, or sometimes even manage a 4-inch height curb on a shower. They can literally go right in. We've got all the necessary equipment in there, from a 10-foot shower hose, so if they're sitting in their chair, they can shower from the bottom of their feet to the top of their head. We've got all the grab bars to keep them safe, allowing them to enter and feel very safe and very comfortable getting in without, you know, the risk of falling if they're holding to those grab bars. And as well, one of the things that's the smallest thing in the world, but it's so very necessary in a shower, is with the extended hose and the dual wand, so that you have the handheld shower nozzle, we put a center clip, just a very small stainless center clip, in, right in front of the chair. Because the one thing we don't want you doing when you go to take a shower is reaching up, because that creates a listing of yourself, so that you're leaning a little bit. And on a wet application, that can certainly cause you to slip. So if we put the center clip right in front of you with that 10-foot hose, when you're sitting down in your shower chair, you can reach straight out in front of you with no risk of falling and take that wand and then shower yourself, rinse yourself. And it's a very small, it's a very tiny item, but it's very important in the grand scheme of putting in a roll-in shower or a walk-in shower. because you want to make sure you're hitting those multiple safety features, because ultimately that's what it's about, is providing safety. But we have to understand, as people age at home or are differently abled people, 100%, beautiful term, because it, with my son being a 30-year-old down man, we learned that years ago, that there's a lot of things he can do that we can't necessarily even do. So differently abled is a fabulous term to describe, yes, everybody on the planet. Well, what it allows for is it allows for us to make sure that we build something that fits every person, keeps them safe, but continues to keep them independent. Because as people, I don't know many men or women, if I know any, that don't carry a certain amount of pride. And you never want to diminish someone's pride in themselves. So if you can design something for them that keeps them safe and independent and maintains that pride, you have been successful.
Wow. Great stuff. Listen, we want to continue this, ask you to stick around for another segment, because Barrier Free Plus is, if someone's out there and they see their parents getting old, they want to contact you now to make sure they're ready for the future. We'll talk about that when we get back from break. Joe, can you stick around, buddy?
You know it. I love it.
Okay.
Awesome. Hey, we want to remind people that we are going into winter. If water has been intruding on your windows and doors, if air is blowing through the windows and doors, you can have a final solution. Final solution. Do it one more time. But you got to do it with a great company that has a great product and great installation procedures. And, of course, we're talking about Clarkston Window and Door.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Yeah, and Joe Nichols from Barrier Free Plus. And you, our listener, after we're done milking Joe's brain here, we're going to invite phone calls in at the top of the hour. Coming up shortly, we're going to give away some tickets to the Novi Home Show October 7th through the 9th.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. You heard Chuck say that Joel Nichols is the Vice President of Business Operations for Barrier Free Plus. And Barrier Free Plus mission is to help variously abled people live safer, easier, healthier lives in their own home. And Joe, you've done a great job explaining this to our listeners. But I want to ask you, too, with all the new electronic things, let's say I've got a mom and dad who I know in a couple of years, they're really going to hit that threshold. They're going to hit a spot where I need to keep a closer eye on them. And I've heard things out there like, you know, you can put sensors under their mattress to know when they get up and down. You can put sensors on refrigerators to know if the refrigerator is left
open. Any door.
Any door. What is your opinion on that when it comes to the homeowners? Do most older people, are they okay with that, or do they find that an intrusion?
Well, you know the generation, and people in general, they like their privacy. But there are many different types of automation systems that can go into a home, and it depends on the level of the comfort of the person and what they want or don't want. I mean, I have worked with a gentleman that's out of the state, but his mom is still here. And what he did is he talked to her and he asked her if she'd be okay if he had an app and a system installed in the home so that if something went off that he could immediately see where she was in the house and what's going on. There's so many different automated systems and it's not to say one is better than the other, because they all have different features, kind of like people, and they all have, similar features. It just, I guess, depends on the individual. As far as their mindset. And then if we're talking about the differently abled people, where others may make that decision for them, we're talking about what is it that is making them have a need for that? What is their specific purpose for that? And then, that, of course, I'm sure at that point, you know, there's other folks that come in, occupational therapists and so forth, that they spec out products that they feel based on the individual's functions would be best for that particular home. But yeah, it is. They are out there. And they offer a lot of security and a lot of safety, but they also come, like everything, when it comes to looking at people and seeing what they're doing. It comes with individual thoughts, and it will someone be willing to, for instance, some people won't put a Ring doorbell in. They just don't want that in.
However, there's many, many people I know that are, they find them fabulous. They know who's at their door if they're not home and different things. So it's all unique, case by case, based on a person's position and how they feel about those things alerting others. And then, two, again, when someone else is making the decisions for them, what they feel is best use for that particular individual.
Great explanation. Absolutely love it. So if I'm a homeowner, I'm sorry, what were you going to say, buddy?
Well, we're going to give away four tickets. So if you're the ninth caller at 800-859-0WJR, you can win four tickets to the Novi Home Show, October 7th through the 9th at the Suburban Collection Showplace. So call right now, 1-800-859-0WJR, which is 0957. To win four tickets to the Novi Home Show, and we'll talk more about that.
Sounds great. Joe Nichols is the Vice President for Business Operations for Barrier Free Plus. And Joe, I want to ask you a question. As people age, some of the three hardest rooms to navigate are the bathroom, the kitchen, and the laundry room. And we kind of went over the bathroom. How can you help people in those other areas of the house as they age or come disabled for whatever reason?
No, it's a fabulous question. It's another one of the things I started to say earlier when we first started speaking is that when the kids come in and they realize, and a lot of times they don't realize, they find out mom or dad, the laundry rooms in the older homes, especially the generations that we work with, are typically basement laundry rooms. So you've got a flight of steps to navigate. And what happens is the parents won't tell on each other. They'll keep it a secret as long as they can until someone comes in and catches them stuck downstairs. So what we can do is everybody's moved out. They're all married. They've got grandkids. Now you've got these extra bedrooms. It's a very simple process, actually, more simple than most people would think, for us to go ahead and then run plumbing over, bring it up into a bedroom, and create a laundry facility that's first floor for mom, dad, or someone that may have trouble or difficulty navigating stairs. Now it's safer. It's right there. And we don't run the risk of them falling on that flight of steps. So, I mean, we come out and we take a look. And, again, most important thing, I'm listening to, you know, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Brown, Miss Jackson, whoever it is that we're meeting with. So is Dave. So is Blair. And they're telling us what they need. It's our job then to get the project built out and designed to the specifications for what they need. And first floor laundries are fabulous. They actually offer a ton of safety and independence, but and the convenience. I mean, you can't beat walking from, you know, the bedroom into the laundry room then to do your laundry instead of down a flight of steps, you know, to the back of the basement or wherever that may be. So first floor laundries and conversions, as we call them, they're a very affordable, very safe. They're just a great great project, a great modification, and they can be easily then reconverted because I know there's going to be people that ask about resale value. It's very easy then to hook the laundry back up in the basement where it was if you should decide at some point that you're going to move from that home into a smaller home or a different home. So, I mean, I encourage anybody, give us a call. We're waiting to meet you. Every one of us has the heart of a servant. We love to care for people that are that just say, Joe, I don't want to move. I want to stay home.
Joe, how do people get hold of you? We're going to run out of time here, my friend.
No problems. I appreciate that. You can give us a call at 586-598-2600, 586-598-2600. And one of the three of us would be glad to come out to your home and very pleased and humbled to meet you.
And you can always find them at the InsideOutsideGuys.com 24/7. Joel Nichols from Barrier Free Plus, thank you so much for coming on with us today and helping educate our listeners on how to stay healthier and safer in their home as they age. We greatly appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Tell my sister I said hello.
We're very glad to be partners. Thank you and have a great show.
God bless you, Joe.
You too. Take care.
You know, speaking of the showers and bath conversions like you did earlier, we got a company, right?
We do have a company for shower and bath conversions, gutters, you name it. If you're thinking you may need some help, we want you to consider our good friends at Atlas Home Improvement.
It's the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR with housing information you can trust. Now here's the Inside Guy, Chuck Bridenstine, and the Outside Guy, Ken Calverley.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to thank Joe Nichols from Barrier Free Plus. He is so good. If we just, he's like, in a good way.
Pull
like
the string?
Chatty Cathy Dolls. Yeah, you pull the string and just let him go because he is so passionate about what they do in a good way. We were just talking about that on break. So I want to thank Joe. I want to suggest that if you have any concerns or issues regarding variously abled people in your life that you want to preserve and protect, that you give those people a call because they, everybody in that company that we've met is passionate about what they do in a good way.
They are, you know, Chuck, in that, the evolution of that industry, that side of our industry used to be called aging in place and then universal design, and everyone's so afraid of offending people. But basically, what it is trying to help people live better in their homes.
You know what we found out, Ken? Building new houses. I remember we had a guy who was a pharmacist, perfectly healthy, young, single man that we built a house for. I even remember his name now that I'm talking about him. He was big. He was a big boy. He was tall, and he was solid.
Kind of like me, right?
He was taller than
Don't laugh. Don't laugh. He was taller
than me. Right. If I laugh at you, then I got to hold a mirror up. But long story short, we discovered that we had to build his shower and tub different because he'd step into a really high-end acrylic tub, and it would flex at the drain.
Yeah, right.
We found out that a 36-inch high countertop in the kitchen wasn't good enough for him because he did dishes by hand. He lived alone. And bending over those couple inches hurt his back.
I get it. Yeah.
So we put 42-inch countertops in his house and just little things like that. And this is a perfectly healthy person.
Right.
So it's not a matter of are you crippled, you know, are you disabled? No, everyone is variously abled. Short people we would have done something different for, you know.
Right, exactly. And what the good thing about this is why the term universal design got labeled to a lot of this stuff is because it's universally acceptable and usable. Yeah. That gentleman, when he goes to sell his house, there's very little chance someone's going to say, oh, these counters are three inches higher than normal. I don't want the house.
Yeah. And everything that qualifies under that is supposed to be intuitive in terms of how you use it. You shouldn't need to stand back and read a sheet of directions to figure out how to open a door or disable a lock. That's why hotels, years ago, went to handles, and the handle also disengages the deadbolt. One turn, boom, you're out the door if there's a fire or something like that.
Right.
Fun stuff.
One of the very important keys to what we're talking is anyone that is variously abled or disabled for whatever reason doesn't want to broadcast it to the neighborhood. They don't even want to broadcast it when someone walks in their house. That's why this kind of design is so important. In other words, if they need to put a wheelchair ramp, people would rather have that wheelchair ramp in the back of the house and do their best to make it look like it was there in the first place.
There's
right?
a million issues there. Crime statistics support that. People like that are targets.
Right, right.
For the bad guys out there. So, yeah, eating up the entire front yard with a ramp is not a good thing to do for a thousand different reasons. But then if you move it to the back, you also have security issues that come into play, and lighting becomes critical. We could have talked to Joe about lighting for 2 hours.
We could have.
That's such a big issue.
And you heard Joe mention that the companies out there, the rehabilitation companies, a lot of times there's an issue with a patient or a patient getting in an accident. They'll contact Barrier Free Plus to come in before that person comes home and make the modifications in their house before they come home from rehabilitation or when they've been in the accident. And I got to tell you, to be an expert in this specific field, you have to have compassion. You have to be a good people person. You have to be able to listen. So anyone is out there that think they may be in this need this in the future, whether it's your parents or whoever, now's the time to start doing your homework about with this kind of stuff, contacting them, saying, what will I need in the future as so-and-so ages? Fair?
I taught it for years. We brought my 98-year-old mother in to live with us a few years ago.
Right.
And you're forced to look at this stuff on a daily basis.
Yeah. You know? Good way to put it.
Diminished capacities, you know, cognitive function, in sight, in hearing. We were watching an old movie last night, Mom and I, and it used to be I could say, you know who that is? You know who that is? And she'd boom. Yeah, I know. Mel Torme. That's
sure.
Last night, if mom can't understand you, she'll just laugh. Every time I said something, she laughed. I went, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Tonight's tough. One of those nights.
It's tough seeing it, though.
Oh.
It is tough seeing it.
Yeah.
Speaking of old movies, you want to know what movie my wife and I watched for the first time ever this week?
Young Frankenstein.
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Oh, that's funny.
For the first time ever.
Frankly,
it was good, but what a corny movie. There's so many corny scenes in that movie. It's like, come on. We watched the whole thing. We went through it, but.
Well, I think how old that is.
I wonder why that name didn't get popular. You would have thought that name would have just gotten popular as could be.
I know it.
R-H-E-P-P, I believe. R-H-E-P-P.
Especially, he was such a darling to the women.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Hey, let's go to the phones. 888-654, guys. Oh, we only got a minute? Let's go to the phones and get back from break.
Well, you talked a lot during that segment.
Housing information you can trust. We'll talk to Greg when we get back from break, along with taking your phone calls at 888-654. Guys, Chuck, it's getting cold outside, and not only are we trying to find warmer places, so are the critters.
Yeah, the little rodents and pests are, and I guarantee you, your home is a target for them, but we have a solution. If you're smart enough, take advantage of it. And use Rove, R-O-V-E, pest control. You can keep your home pest-free.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
The Detroit News Homestyle section came out yesterday, and lo and behold, like it does every week, it had an article written by the guys.
And I must say, what timing?
Because we had time, like Christopher Columbus, we had timing.
We had great timing because we were talking about this earlier, people who flipped that switch for the first time in the last couple of days and smelt that smell when they first turned on the furnace, which I did not smell this year.
It's funny. You wonder how many homeowners realize that it's the same duct system, same blower motor that's operating year-round. Yeah, very few, I'm sure.
Very few.
And that's not a slander to anybody, so don't take it that way. But, yeah, I'm sure very few people are aware that thing's being used year-round. Do you typically do open a lot of windows in your house, don't you?
I do.
We open a few very selectively, but not much. For the most part, our culture lives by the thermostat setting year-round anymore.
And we mentioned it earlier, nobody wants to be too cold in their house. Nobody wants to be too hot in their house. They want it to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, and comfort is the key. So tomorrow, the one reason we're telling you this is tomorrow we're going to have a bonus hour, an education hour, featuring CNC heating and air conditioning. And father and son, daughter team, you've got to listen to. And our article yesterday talked about this is a time of year as well, Chuck, that those cleaning checks are so, so important. You can save yourself so much grief for $99 if you called one of our two team partners out. CNC, who is our Extreme East Side team partner, and Sharon's is our Extreme West Side team partners, both offering great cleaning check specials.
And they're honest and ethical. Here's the thing. Some companies this time of year and in the spring will use that as a way to get in the house and tell you need a new furnace or air conditioner.
Not our guys. Not our people.
Our people will not do that. We'll sit here and guarantee that on air so you can trust them to do a legitimate clean and check diagnostic.
In the article, you mentioned a fishing term that I thought was really hard to understand. A lost lead, lost leader.
Oh. And, you started to talk and I'm going, fishing term? What was he talking about?
I knew that wouldn't get you. But that's what it is. These companies, the reason they offer these specials is basically they want to show you what they can do. These are quality companies that Chuck and I trust. There's not a company on the InsideOutsideGuys.com that we would not have work on our house. And these are two of our great heating and cooling companies. And if you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, you call them, you get them out there now before you need them just to make sure your furnace is running properly. And then at that point, they want you to trust them when you do have an issue.
Well, and then you're on their list. If you have an emergency, you're going to get quicker service, I guarantee you. I don't care what anybody thinks about
100%.
That. But 100%. If you're on their list, they know that you're a previous customer. You take a little priority when the phone rings.
I love that.
Yep.
Very true. All right, let's go to the phones. We got a few ahead of us. Let's start with our buddy Greg. How's it going, pal?
Hey, good morning, Chuck and Ken. Mr. Positive. Hey, real quick. Don't tell anybody I turned 60 yesterday. Oh, is it a pain getting old?
Happy birthday. Beats the alternative.
Thank you. Oh, yes. If you only knew. So many health issues. Real quick, drill bits. When you're talking about drill bits, when it comes to glass ceramics, are drill bits all the same, or are there special drill bits for different types of wood, ceramic, glass, or can you use a regular drill bit to drill through anything?
Chuck, have you ever tried drilling glass?
I haven't. I got to tell you, I think we've done all the above. And years ago, it was tough to find specialized bits. I mean, had to go to a specialized carrier to find, you know, something to drill through ceramic. We used to go to Genesee Tile, and they would actually carry some.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That you could drill through and various types of porcelain.
Drill bits that are unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So the answer is there's different bits for every use, whether you're boring through wood. I've got the old Brayson bit with the auger type bits and the screw leads on them that we used years ago that are Forstner bits for larger diameter holes in wood product. And of course, you mentioned the carbide tipped product.
Diamond
tipped. And even for drilling into masonry, concrete masonry.
Right.
You know, if you don't have a good diamond tipped bit,
now,
you
real
can run
quick,
into some real issues. What, yeah.
Are there speed drills? Are all drills built in the form of speed and how fast they go, and or are there some slower than or faster than others?
Well, yes. That comes down to the drill itself, not so much the bit, but what you don't want to do is have something. I mean, what we see a lot is if you go to a hardware store, you're going to see a drill that says it drills through metal, wood, and masonry. I don't agree with that. If you try taking that bit and going through masonry, you're going to dull it really quick. You're going to be putting a lot of pressure. We've both been there, Chuck. We're just pushing down on a drill, throwing some water on it once in a while because we see it getting warm, too hot.
Yep.
But if you want a good bit, get the bits for a specific application. You can buy a steel bit that's meant just for steel, or a masonry bit that's meant just for masonry, or like Chuck says, a tile bit that's meant just
and the hammer drills.
For tile. Yeah, you're right.
Today, they're sad to say throwaway product, but a good hammer drill, if you're going through hard product like concrete or masonry, is worth its weight in gold.
You are not kidding, but be careful of your wrist.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Greg. We appreciate the call. 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Connie in Ohio. Good morning, Connie. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I called, I heard a couple weeks ago that somebody was asking about Rhino Shield.
Sure.
And they said you can't buy it in the store, but you said they have ceramic paint at Ace that is just as good. Well, I went to my Ace hardware store, and they didn't know what I was talking about. They said if I could get a name brand for it, that they might be able to find it for me.
Okay. Well, let's start saying something this right away. There's nothing on the market that I feel, I don't know about you, Chuck, that is just as good as having the people from Rhino Shield do the job themselves. And here's why. Because it's all about the prep. And I mentioned when they did my house years ago, they spent 4 days prepping it, 2 days painting it. But in between those 2 days, they put a substance on my house before they painted it, which was a very tacky, it was a binder.
Yeah.
And you can't get that at a hardware store. Now, I do know, so us saying it's just as good, never, that was a misunderstanding. But I do know specific Aces sell specific products, okay? I went to an Ace in Macomb this week to look for a product that I find all the time at the Ace in Oxford, and they didn't have it. So I do know Ace did carry an elastomeric paint, but I believe it was more for masonry. And that's the term we're looking for, elastomeric, which is what Rhino Shield puts on the house.
How do you spell elastomeric?
Good question. You're asking the wrong
one. Elastomeric is going to work.
You don't sound too confident.
Phonetically. Well, I paused on the CK because I'm not sure. But elastomeric, if you talk to them about a high memory product that can flex and liken it to the ceramic paints. Anyone that knows what they're doing will know what you're talking about.
And the specialty paint stores like the Sherwin-Williams, the Behr, those guys are definitely going to know what you're
Benjamin
talking
Moore,
about.
Benjamin Moore, Mercury. Go to a specialty paint supply that deals with the professionals. You'll find what you need there, okay?
Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Speaking of a specialist, most specialists do one thing and they do one thing right. Chuck, you're not going to go to a heart doctor that's also a podiatrist, right?
Good analogy.
So we have a roofing company. Roofs are all they do. They do them right. They put a phenomenal warranty behind them. And they put a quality product on that company puts a phenomenal warranty on them. So one of the largest roofing companies in Southeast Michigan that you should call for your next roof, of course, is Kearns Brothers.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Laughing and learning with the Inside Outside Guys here for you 24/7. If you can't get us during the show, you can get us online at InsideOutsideGuys.com.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. You got a couple more segments. If you have any housing questions you'd like us to answer, just like our good friend Mary from Gross Point. Good morning, Mary. You're on with the guys.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, I'm a faithful listener, but I've got a couple of serious problems. I've been looking for a company that does railings for front porch steps. That's my first question.
Okay, what's your second?
Shall I tell you? Second
Please.
One. Is a Larson screen door that has the screen that you can pull down and up. Well, it sprung, and Lowe's and Home Depot don't seem to know anybody that can fix those.
Okay, well, I think we may be able to help you with both of those.
Yeah, try calling Ideal Wrought Iron. Ideal Wrought Iron. We've got a phone number if you've got a pen, Mary.
Okay. Hang on.
It is
just 1 second. Okay.
Okay. Are you all set?
Okay. All set.
313-581.
Okay.
581-1324.
1324. Okay. That's right.
Okay, now,
my area.
For your screen, we're going to give you the number to Independent Window Repair.
Independent. Okay. Oh, what did you say? Independent.
Window repair.
Window repair. Okay.
Yes. And that number is 586.
Uh huh.
749.
749.
4449. 4449.
Oh, of course, tell me again. 586-749.
4449.
And
yes.
Could I just quickly ask you one other thing?
Of course you can.
I have an in wall heater. I think it's about 45 or maybe 4 or 5 feet long. And I can't find the dealer for that. But I would like to replace it.
It's an in-wall heater, electric heater?
Yes. Well, no, it's actually not electric. It's maybe an oil burner.
Well, you would know if it was or not. an expert. I'm guessing it's going to be electric. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a number to a friend of mine in your area. Steve Makis from Makis Builders. And he's a really, really great guy. And what I want you to do is call Steve and ask him to come over and take a look at this for you. He's right in your area. And he'd be happy to come over and take a look at this stuff and help you out, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
He's one of my best buddies, and he loves helping people. So the name of the company is Makos, M-A-K-O-S Builders.
Makos Builders.
Yep. And the phone number is 313-821-5922.
And it's Steve.
Yes.
A very good friend of yours.
His daughter just got married last week, so you're going to catch him in a good mood.
Oh. Yeah, the bills are paid, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. And tell me the date of the Builders show.
Oh, it is the 8th and 9th of October, ma'am, at the Suburban Collection Showplace.
8th and 9th of October, Suburban. Is that the 7th one
through the 9th.
I'm sorry, you're right. We'll be there this 8th and 9th. Yeah. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's 7th through the 9th, you're right.
And we'll be giving away four more tickets in about 10 and 15 minutes.
Now, is that where it's located. Is that on 96?
Yes, ma'am. It's a 96 in Novi.
In Schoolcraft. Okay.
No, it's Grand River.
Novi area.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just
Grand
so you know,
in
Grand River and Beck is an easy way to get there.
Oh, okay.
Beck Road exit.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much. You
God
have
bless
been
you, Mary.
Such a wonderful help to my
you
old
stay
house.
Well.
We greatly appreciate that. That's why we started the show, to help people like you. Thank you very much, Mary. We appreciate your call. And for everyone else out there, we got about 15 minutes. Phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk, go back to our article, bud, because it was a very prescient article at the absolute perfect time for it being September. I mean, we've had Septembers where we stay 80s the whole time. We've had Septembers where we're supposed to be in the like high 30s next week.
Are we?
That's nuts.
That is nuts. You're going to use your furnace. You better have a professional come in. You better get on their list.
Amen to that.
So we recommend two of them that we trust, because we don't want people selling you a new furnace when you don't need it, or a new blower when you don't need it. You got to have people. Ken, you mentioned the term loss leader.
Yes.
These companies are going to send out a highly trained technician in a vehicle that's a $30,000 to $40,000 vehicle. I think Dana Hoddle told us they have 1,000 or 1,500 different parts on each of their service trucks.
Yes.
From CNC. Think of the cost to put that vehicle on the road. They'll send those out for under $100 to do a clean and check for you. But you got to deal with a company you trust, and that's why, you know, we hit so big, Sharon's HVAC and CNC HVAC.
I agree. Hey, well, let's give away a couple tickets.
Cool.
Do it.
Hey, if you're the ninth caller to call 800-859-0957. You can win four tickets to the Novi Home Show October 7th through the 9th at Suburban Collection Showplace. And, of course, if you're concerned about the official rules, Ken and I don't know anything about that, but they're all at WJR.com. Fair statement?
Fair.
No one ever looked at both of us and said, are you guys attorneys? No, we're not that smart.
No, we're not that smart.
No. Speaking of which, though, we are going to talk, maybe tomorrow we can talk a little bit. There's an issue. We had a very informed, intelligent listener couple that were undertaking a project, did all their research. I mean, they went through everything that we would suggest you do before you hire a contractor, hired this person, ended up firing them two-thirds of the way through the job, then found out they weren't paying their suppliers, which can result in you having to pay their suppliers. So maybe tomorrow we'll have more time to talk about this, but maybe we even write an article on it. We wrote, I think, a year and a half ago on this. And
yeah.
Probably yeah. Time to do it again.
Chuck, you know, I've said this many times. I have sat in front of, at this point, thousands of people in my career at their dinner table and negotiated a contract with them. And I'm going to be, let's call it an even thousand. Less than 0.1% of those homeowners asked me for proof of insurance and proof of my license.
I know it.
And
read the contract in its entirety.
And that's one of the issues we're having in this economy. People are going, I need this person. I don't care what that contract says. I'm signing it.
Yep.
That is one of the worst things you can do as a consumer, because if you don't read that, you could be giving that person everything.
Carte blanche to take advantage of you financially.
Absolutely. Hey, we had mentioned CNC Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning. Tomorrow afternoon, our bonus hour is going to feature CNC Heating and
Air Conditioning. Jim and Dana.
Jim and Dana, father and son team.
Father and daughter.
Father and daughter team, excuse me, that are phenomenal. They run an absolute fantastic business where, you know what, from what we've seen, Chuck, they're all family over there, are they not?
Oh, big time.
Next time you need some furnace work, AC work, we want you to call CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Never just Ken and Chuck. It's Ken and Chuck and all the great contractors that we know working for you. Hey, our Beauchamp Water Fact of the Week from Beauchamp Water Solutions, Ken.
Okay.
The average American household uses more than 300 gallons of water per day. Gosh, think how much of that is wasted.
They have teenagers.
I don't want to even get into that. But just a little bit of hardness in the water can cause a buildup of corrosion in your horizontal pipes, your vertical pipes, your faucets, can mess those things up. Now you're talking thousands of dollars.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's run with it, because we get these calls. We get these emails. My water pressure has gone down. I've done everything I've done. I've look at the aerator. Have you looked at the pipe? Because what Chuck is talking about there are just like when you get to be our age and a doctor says your arteries are getting kind of
arterial sclerosis.
There you go. You're, like Chuck said, the horizontal pipes. Example, a horizontal pipe sits there. They have all these water running through them just like your veins do. It gets buildup. Then you turn it off and you don't use it for 3-4 weeks, however it may be. And it just,
go to Florida.
It just sits inside that pipe. That builds up. Eventually, that does damage to your pipes because it's hard water. Yeah. If you soften that water or you make it better from the start.
Filter it.
It's like eating steak before you get a cholesterol test, right? You just don't do it.
I like that.
It's an analogy that we use. Phone lines are open. We got a few minutes left. Anybody wants to give us a call? 888-654-GUYS. Equals 888-654-4897. Not only are the guys going to be at the Novi Home Show the 7th through the 9th in a couple of weeks, but next week, the Inside Outside guys are going to be at the AAA headquarters in Dearborn with our good friends from the car show. And we will be there. You're a car guy. You love cars. But it's an opportunity for us to get out and meet a lot of our listeners and just be with some great guys, and hopefully you people take as much, I'm sure you do, take as much advice from the guys from the car shows. They're phenomenal. They got a great show. We listen to them coming into the morning. We really enjoy their show.
I do, and they know what they're talking about.
They do.
I feel, this is going to sound self-aggrandizing, I feel like you and I do the right thing by people, you know, with regarding to sticking to our area of expertise. Those guys do too.
Right. For those that don't know, Chuck and I have probably got the two worst colds we've ever had. They're just cold. We've been tested. They're just cold. But Chuck has to, we have to turn our mic off once in a while to blow our nose or cough.
Maybe.
So we apologize for that. But
my mistake.
We're both feeling better.
God bless Dave.
You gave me your cold. I don't know how you did it, but you gave me your cold.
I won't even say what I'm thinking.
Tomorrow, we're going to have, is it Brian calling in tomorrow? Brian Starrs, or is Forrest calling
in tomorrow? I think Forrest Wall Forrest is calling Wall. In from the Home Builders Association tomorrow to talk about what we've just kind of lightly touched on, and that's, of course, is the Novi Home Show, October 7th through the 9th.
And every time you go to those Novi Home Shows, we have what's called the Contractor Pavilion, which is the inside-outside guy stage surrounded by many, many of our team partners. So anybody out there that wants to go there, see some of our team partners, plan for the future, we're looking forward to seeing you there. Let's go to the phones while we have the time and talk to Dan in Grand Blanc. Good morning, Dan. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I missed I didn't really miss it. I listened to your show. But anyways, you were helping out a person last week that wanted to know how to fill the driveway cracks or like my approach to my garage where each section's been saw cut. It's been done probably over 25 years. And they're separating just a little bit. And I've tried different things over the years and nothing seems to last any length of time at all. And maybe it just doesn't. But I want to know what that material was again that you recommended that person.
That was a polyurethane. Is this something you want to try to do yourself, Dan?
Yes.
Okay.
And my approach is on a slant, so that self-leveling stuff, I'm not sure if that would even work there.
Okay. Well, then we got something better for you. We got a trowelable, basically the exact same stuff, but it's a trowelable product, so it comes out a lot stiffer, a lot thicker. And the key to this, which... what Dan's talking about, everybody, is the joints in the driveway. They start opening up. Water, if it's on an angle, water will come down, wash the base out underneath. So polyurethane in those joints will stop that water from seeping through and stop those slabs from individually moving during the freezing weather. And, Dan, if you go to your local big box store, they have a product called Sikaflex, S-I-K-A, Flex. It comes in a yellow tube. And you want to make sure you get what's called the trowelable, not self-leveling. And also you want to get a backer rod. So if that width of that rod is an inch wide, you want to get an inch and a quarter backer rod. If it's an inch wide, that means you need to go a half inch thick. You need to go half of the depth as the width. So you put that backer rod a half inch down.
So you have to push it in.
You have to push it down, yes. And then you just... make sure, first thing you need to do is clean it. Make sure it's very clean with a power washer. Then put the backer rod down and then put the Sikaflex on top of that. And one thing I tell everybody is have rubber gloves and soapy water. Because that soapy water, just dipping your finger in it, will help you make a very good finish on top of that that caulk line, if that makes sense.
Okay, well, that would, sorry to interrupt you, but will that work between the, say, the approach to the garage and the garage? That space
absolutely.
Right in there also?
Absolutely. That's what very it's made good. For. Yep.
I'll be getting some.
Okay. Thank you. No, for anyone else, listen, you're welcome, sir. Anyone else out there listening, you can also use this product for cracks as well. One thing I always tell people, though, in Michigan, if it's a hairline crack, we would rather see you put like a clear silicone or just a sealer over top of it. And, Dan, if you're still listening, we would recommend you power wash the entire driveway and putting a sealer on the driveway as well because, as we all know, concrete is like a big, hard sponge. And if that water soaks through the concrete and gets underneath there and freezes the ground underneath, they'll start moving individually. This is why it's very important. Anyone ever out there going to get concrete poured, you want steel in that concrete. Just like MDOT does it. You don't want just a fiber mesh. You want steel because when you cut the joints, the steel will help those joints hold together.
Yep. Good advice.
Makes sense?
I agree with you 1,000%.
All right. Want to make sure people tune in tomorrow from 10 to 1 tomorrow. We are going to have a bonus hour featuring CNC heating and air conditioning tomorrow. Next week, the guys are going to be at the AAA headquarters in Dearborn. For the car expo, we're going to be there with the guys from the car show. And then the week after that, we are going to be at the Novi Builder Show.
Busy, busy, busy. Yes. But InsideOutsideGuys.com is there for you 24/7, regardless of where we are.
Whether you're building a whole new house or you need some advice, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, The Inside Outside Guys are here for you today. Thank you to Joel Nichols from Barrier Free Plus. And Daniel, thank you so much for helping out today.
Absolutely. And thank you, the listener. Bye-bye.